and welcome to another episode of This Podcast Fits Your Macros with me, Coach Kayleen, the Macro Boom. Queen, and across the way we have Coach Ryan. You are here. We are here. My computer's working. Maybe your computer's working. Oh my gosh.
We don't know.
It's amazing.
We don't know, guys. Once again, so, you know, everybody's heard the journey of my computer problems. Now, Kayleen has upgraded her setup. So, again, working through kinks. But you know what? We never stop putting content out. So right now, today, when we started, we're dealing with a maybe delay. We don't know. Slight delay. So if there's any awkward pauses, it's not that me and Kayleen hate each other, maybe, but you know, it's really more so that probably we didn't pick it up. But we'll see what happens, you guys. We'll go through it.
Yeah.
Just hang out with us. Kayleen, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. And I gotta say too, part of the machine-ish stuff is that like my camera is here, but you are over here. So I'm going to be trying not to just at you. Although it does look terrible if I'm looking at this way. So I'll see. I'll split my time between you and the audience.
Yeah. Bam, bam. Fucking.
Yeah. We'll make it work.
Yeah. I finally got my setup pretty legit, but it took fucking aeons. So that's the difference.
Hey, as long as I don't have to give CPR during the podcast, I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the topic of the day, Kayleen? What are we talking about today? Let's make sure everybody knows this beforehand.
We are talking about 5 ways to get more protein into your life, because let's face it, most of us suck at getting our protein in, and we're just going to give you some very, very useful life hacks to achieve that goal. So definitely stay tuned. You're going to learn something. You're going to want to share it with all your friends too. So, yeah.
Yeah. And if you don't, we don't like you. Okay. If you don't, we don't like you. But hey, Kayleen, so first tell me real quick, do we have is it worth the macros today? I sure hope we do.
Boy,
but I always ask, like, I don't know if we do, even though I know we do. So what do we got? What do we got today?
You know what? I almost didn't, because like I didn't go out of my way to get one. However, the universe presented one to me, and I actually talked to you about this separately, not on the podcast, but my sister picked up these Biscoff ice cream sandwiches that they have at Costco. And it's so weird, like these sandwiches, you can't just like search on the internet, because like before this point, I was trying to find the macros real quick. So I was like, oh shit, I don't have the macros on me. Like you cannot search like the brand. Anyway, it's weird. So she picked these up. I'd seen them on, you know, it's going viral on like TikTok and Instagram and stuff. So I was like, I love cookie butter. I need to fucking get some of these. And my sister betrayed me, because I currently don't have a Costco membership, because Costco pisses me off because there's way too many people. But she does. And so, like, I had seen, I think either she had sent
Costco
it to me
or us.
I had sent it to, I know, please sponsor us, Costco. But, oh, there's fireworks in the background. Did you ask?
What
did
is you happening? Do that, or? What just
I
happened?
I don't know. Did you
no,
do that?
I never. I've oh never seen gosh. That in my life. I thought you just lit on fire. I was like, wow, this topic is great. Whatever. Holy spontaneous combustion crazy. Just occurred on the podcast, you guys. There is no explanation for why that just happened that I'm aware of, but that was incredible.
That was. I hope it happens sporadically throughout the podcast, because that was just like a jolt of life to me. I was like shooting fireworks out of my
what
body, apparently. But anyway, I have no idea, but people who are watching this are going to have an extra show. So my sister had sent me the viral TikTok or whatever of it first. And I was like, oh, these are so good. You have to get these and we have to try it. And then it came up again. And I was like, hey, next time you go to Costco, buy these, because we need to try it. And she was like, I already did. And I've already eaten a bunch. And I was like, what? You bought them without me? You didn't even tell me. So I went over to her house and I got them. So
weren't even
this sandwich. I know. I was like, how fucking rude. If you're going to cheat on your macros and you're not even going to tell me about it so I can enjoy it for the podcast, you should send her a message in her Instagram at the Lifting RN. How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, so this ice cream sandwich.
I'm going to do it right now.
Just the look of it. You should. It's spectacular. So it's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde ice cream sandwich. It's two part. So half of it looks like a regular ice cream sandwich. And half of it looks like a chocolate dipped ice cream. And it's like chocolate honeycomb. The official name of it is chocolate honeycomb sandwich. And the like Oh, okay. I'm bubbling now. Do you see that? That was weird. Okay.
I do see that. So, what the heck is a like button now?
This is the craziest podcast
that has ever been recorded.
Unhinged. Unhinged. Okay. So half of it is a Biscoff cookie butter with a like salted caramel ice cream. The other half is salted caramel ice cream dipped in chocolate with like honeycomb crispies all over it. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 was the best ice cream sandwich I've had in a very long time. Highly recommend. Oh, I didn't even go over the macros. That's how excited I am. One of these bars is 14 grams of fat, which isn't bad for like how good it tastes, to be honest. And now my fats are super high. Thank you, Ryan. 5 grams of protein and 39 grams of carbs.
Yeah, that's not too bad, you know? Shit. And it sounds like you gave that a pretty decent rating for the first time in a while. It's the first time we've seen a decent rating come out of here.
Yeah, I think it's my first 10 out of 10. Like, I would 10 out of 10 eat 20 more of those right now.
That is a that is a special thing because normally that's never happened. Never, not even once happened. That's pretty interesting to think about. But wow, make sure you guys go buy that, I guess. Don't buy it. Just buy it. I don't know. Whatever you want to do with it, that's what it's at. And Kayleen, so tell me, are you starting the TikTok again? Since people, you know, used to watch you eat these things. Now they just hear it. Are we doing that again, or is that not going to be a case? I'm going to throw you on the spot. Why not? I want to know. Everybody wants to know. The people want the answers. The people want to know.
I will start it up again. I will. I've been lazy. And I was telling Ryan earlier today, it's literally because of my back-to-back.
Which is why
I'm bringing it here. And it's all my own fault. Like, I know. It's all my own fault. I just need to, like, not be an idiot when it comes to technology, and then it would be fine. But then, like, so I had the back-to-back mess-ups of, like, the no audio recording. And then, like, the government was like, hey, we might shut down TikTok. So I'm like, why am I going to, like, spend time doing this if this might be obliterated eventually? So we'll start it back up. But, you know, it would make me a lot more motivated if you shared it with all your friends. So, you know, if you want to share TikTok with all your friends, get them following. Maybe you just bring it to Instagram. I should.
Maybe you just bring it to Instagram. Too,
because, like,
put it on Instagram. Yeah, you guys vote. Let's vote. Yeah. I'll put a poll up after this. Kayleen, remind me to put a poll up. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, because I will forget.
I can't because my phone.
We'll put a poll up. Does Kate? Oh, yeah. Kayleen, you're using it. Okay. But yeah, we'll put a poll up. Instagram or TikTok? I mean, I feel like TikTok, in my opinion, we have a TikTok, but I don't run it. I'm not. It's being, you know, we just post clips from whatever we're doing. I mean, I'm not over there. But if you guys like TikTok, you want to see TikTok expand more on the Team Flex side, including Kayleen, let us know. Otherwise, bring that Instagram, you know. Let's fucking do that. All right. Better get to the topic today, Kayleen. So, again, remind me, because I've already forgotten. So, I know the audience has forgotten. We're talking about something to do with protein, right? How to get more protein in.
Yes. Yes, the best macronutrient, in my opinion, for so many reasons. But yeah, a lot of you guys don't eat enough of it. If you've never tracked your macros ever, you should do it and see how sad it is, your little protein numbers before you start tracking. Because every single new client I start with, they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe how little protein I was eating. Because let's be real, just like carbs and fats together taste so much better, like to start, than just, you know, chicken, beef, although I had a ribeye this past weekend and it was amazing. But anyway, I digress. So we're going to go over how to increase your protein, because when you're just starting out on this, you might not naturally be drawn to like, oh, let me just eat like 20 ounces of steak in this sitting. You know, not all of us are like that. So we'll go over our little tips to increase that number so that way you can be hitting your goals, you can be feeling better, more satiated, and just building muscle so much more.
Cool. Yeah, I like it. So let's take it to tip one then, Kayleen. What do we got for your first tip? If you've got to get more protein in and you suck at doing it, what's the first thing you should look at, or one of the things you should look at?
Yes. This is in no general order. There's no, you know, best or worst tip. They're all really good. So, but like the first and the easiest thing is to just increase your portion size of your proteins. And I know we've talked about this on the show before, but there are some people who are just tuning in. I don't know why, but so many women especially, it's just like, for some reason we have this set portion of like 3 to 4 ounces of protein per serving. And that's all that we should have. And I think some of it comes from the fact that like sometimes the preloaded like amounts on MyFitnessPal is like one serving size is 4 ounces. But you know what? That's just a general number. You can bump those. Those are rookie numbers. In fact, you can bump that way the hell up. Like most of my servings of meat are at least 6 ounces. Sometimes it's 5 if I had a little extra, you know, protein here and there. But bumping that up, like just taking what you're eating now and just increasing the size of the protein that you're having at the dinner will easily help you boost those numbers without making radical changes to your life.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's one of those things. Yeah, it's no order, but it is almost an order at the same time because this is the most simple thing. Like, I don't know why. I tell people this all the time. Whenever I get a message from somebody, hey, I'm having a hard time hitting my protein goal. I'm like, okay, well, what are you doing? And they're like, well, I'm eating protein all the time. I'm just not hitting my protein goal. I'm like, so fucking eat more of it. Like, what's the confusion here? You know, like you're stuck at these certain portion sizes. I'm having only 3-4 ounces of this, right? Well, how about you have 6? What's gonna happen? Is something gonna happen to you? Take it up, go up, you know. So it blows my mind. It's the most simple thing to do. And you know what, in my opinion, but I mean, I love eating fucking protein. Obviously, you said it's your favorite macro. It's definitely my favorite macro. I think everything tastes better with more fucking meat. So everything, in my opinion, you know, so I mean, like if you got a recipe that you're following that has 4 ounces of chicken, put 8 in there and it's great. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to be fucking jacked. That's all that's going to happen. You get more jacked. Shit. I mean, sure, maybe people be like, oh, it's too filling. Well, so what? You're too full to get your fucking goals then. Quit being a baby about it. Get your shit right, right? So, I mean, Kayleen, have you had to do this in your journey as, you know, you've gone through the cycle? Because, I mean, I've kind of done the opposite myself. I was always, you know, eating too much fucking protein probably. But have you had to increase the amounts of protein you're eating, especially now even, right? Because actually your macros are on the climb. Right now, we got your macros much higher than they've been in a bit, and they're going to continue. So are you increasing the amount of proteins you're eating, you know, at every meal, or which I think is our topic too anyway. So I guess we'll just go there.
Yeah. So obviously my protein, I'm going to tell you right now, it's like 190 grams of protein, which an average woman would be like, oh, that's so much protein. How do you eat that? Right. Easily. I have like 6 ounces every single meal, essentially. And then I have some extra protein snackalackles. So yeah, during prep, it's sad when I have to cut it down to like 4 and 5. I'm like, oh, I only get 5 ounces of meat. Like I have like trained myself to just like pile drive 6 ounces of meat. Nope. Problem. And then like sometimes like if I have improper planning because maybe I got a little too busy and didn't pre-enter my stuff and all of a sudden I have all this protein left, I will even have like 2 separate 6 ounce, you know, but that doesn't happen too frequently. It only happened almost the other day when my fitness pal tried to add my activity calories back in. What the fuck, my fitness pal? Everybody needs to check their disaster. My fitness pal right now and see if that fucking app is trying. Luckily I caught it like literally the first day. I don't know what happened. But I was like, God damn, how do I still have 50 grams of protein to eat after this day? And I was about to do like another freaking 6 ounces of chicken. And then I was like, this doesn't seem right. Let me check. And then fucking my fitness pal. You know what doesn't do that is our in-app tracking. So when you use our in-app tracker in the app, which is free and it has a barcode scanner, by the way, it will not add back your activity calories and it always syncs all the time. So just saying that.
Yes, yes, it is exciting. So train with us, motherfuckers. If we don't say that enough, you should train with us. I don't think we ever say that anymore, actually, because we're just out here doing this. But you should train with us, people. We do a lot more than just talk bullshit about macros on this podcast. We take people to their goals. Wow, put that on a shirt, somebody. Let's move to topic 2 then here, Kayleen, which is basically exactly what we talked about, but let's give it the right name here. Topic 2 is what?
Having protein at breakfast and a good fucking amount of it too, because like I don't want to hear like, oh, I have 2 eggs for breakfast. 2 eggs ain't shit. Like 2 eggs is not shit for protein. It's like maybe 10 grams of protein and that's just not enough. And it's like 10 grams of fat too. So if you're watching your fats, then it's like, just as much fats as protein, which is like, you know, a pet peeve of mine. If you load it up with egg whites, then you can, you know, tip the protein scales a little bit. And that's going to be like one of the most common breakfast proteins. Sometimes you get some turkey sausages. Those are pretty high in the fats too, so you got to be careful. Bacon is a protein, but it's a terrible source protein for the fats. Basically, you need to get creative with your breakfast sometimes to really pack the protein, but you can do it and it really, really, really helps. I mean, in a worst case scenario, you eat your stuff and then you do a protein shake on the side just to load that up early. So I would love if everybody got like, you know, if they're not super cutting, 40 to 50 grams of protein first thing in the morning, boom, satiated for the day. You're not tempted by those brownies that your coworker brings in at 10 a.m. and you're ready to like have a successful day.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck those brownies. Yeah, just get more protein in. I mean, you should be eating it every single meal, just like Kayleen says, right? Because why wouldn't you? It is the most beneficial macro for anybody's goal out here, whether you want to build muscle, burn fat, fucking lose 400 pounds or gain 400, you know, whatever you want to do, protein will help you do it. So, you know, it's really the key to getting that in there. And it, you know, it's almost comical again that people come up with this certain stigma about, oh well, my lunch is just a salad, I must just have the salad and I must have my leaves with my little bit of fruit and that's my whole lunch. Where the fuck is the protein? What are you doing here? There ain't no fucking protein in your salad, really. Okay, and if there is, it's negligible. I don't give a fuck about it. There should be, you know, a massive amount of protein that you're eating every meal. And guess what happens? You hit your damn goals, right? Because here's the thing, you guys, you know, for Kayleen, you're saying it's generally, you know, somewhat that women have the kind of stigma of the serving size, right? But like, you think about this, right? You just said your protein's at 190, right? Which is still, that's like, in a lot of cases, a man's level protein in some instances, right? Like a man got to be hitting up there, right? So that's a lot of protein for you. But also big motherfuckers, big dudes that got to get their protein in, they got to sometimes be getting like 300 grams, 350 fucking grams. And you know how they're not doing it? With a damn salad for lunch, people. Okay, so just get your head in the game to think. Whatever your goal is, if you have a certain protein goal, you got to meet it. You got to be able to have those meals be containing protein all the time. And if they are, by default, it makes your whole life much easier. You know, you don't want to get to the end of the day, meal five, meal whatever, three, and be like, oh shit, I still have 150 grams of protein to eat because I skipped it for like, that's a big mistake. And you can't really, I mean, there's a whole benefit to actually spacing your protein out throughout the day, nitrogen balance and all this stuff that will happen that will help you build more muscle, burn more fat. So if you really want to do that, then you got to be getting the protein in and don't wait on it. Don't gamble on it. Just, and it sounds simple. These 2 points, like I read this shit. I keep looking down here at my phone. I'm like, well, these are the points because these are so simple. Yet I know all you people, a lot of you people listening have fucked this up or will fuck this up or, you know, it's time to not fuck this up. So I think that's really important. Kayleen, tell me a little bit of, you know, what the next step is then. Three. So obviously we just talked about you getting the food in there, getting the protein in there. But how are you going to do that?
The thing we preach all the time, which is pre-planning your day. 10 out of 10 times, if you pre-plan your day, you're going to hit your macros. If you fuck off and you don't pre-plan your day, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be in that situation where you have 150 grams of protein and 0 grams of carbs and fats, which is physically impossible to hit your macros at that point. But yeah, pre-planning your day is the way to go. Now, you can do it at night before you go to bed. You can do it when you wake up first thing in the morning before you eat. If you have a little bit of time before you, if you're rushing out the door, that's not going to set you up for success. So obviously you want to do it that night before. Habit stack it with something else. I mean, it takes what? Maybe 5 minutes. If you're new, it probably takes 5 minutes. If you've been tracking macros for a while, take you 2 minutes tops. You probably already have the food made because you probably already prepped it because you are efficient at your life. And if you haven't, then I highly recommend you batch cook a bunch of protein, a bunch of carbs, a bunch of veggies, because that's going to make your life easier. It's literally like the easiest, most least resistant, gonna be the most successful way, whatever way you want to say that. So do the steps in your life that's going to make following your macros the easiest, protein being one of your macros. So if you can pre-plan your day, I just pre-plan my protein because I know if I don't do that, then I'm not going to hit it. And then like the carbs and fats, they'll fall into place. I'll find ways to take care of those. But I definitely make sure every single day to pre-plan my protein.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, we have said that a million times on this podcast, but so important, and a lot of people still not doing it, or it's very easy to get in the habit of doing it for a short amount of time and then falling out of it. And, you know, that actually happens a lot too, as you think you're getting better at macros. You think just because you've learned a little bit more about macros that now, fuck it, I don't need to pre-plan. I can just be on the fly because I am not the people that Coach Ryan and Kayleen talk about on the podcast. Yet you are. You fucking are. So plan your stuff. Get it ready. Get ahead of the game. Continue to, you know, do that and simplify your ability to actually execute on your goals, right? Because that's what we're talking about. When you have a game plan for anything in your life, if it's a plan and it's predetermined and it's done, it opens your whole life up to being able to take on, you know, fuckery, bullshit, whatever comes up in your day, right? So if all of a sudden some fiasco, you're driving somewhere and you're like, oh shit, I'm gonna go eat my fucking salad right now, and then boom, blow out a tire. Well, hey, guess what? At least you had the shit in the back of the car ready to go. You didn't have, you know, because now you're eating chicken on the side of the road like a badass with your goddamn tire pop, but you ain't missing a meal and you're still getting that protein in. That's the whole thing. You want to be doing it. So plan ahead. Be prepared. Don't be on the side of the road chickenless. Do not end up on the side of the road without your chicken. It'll hurt your feelings and it'll hurt your gains. Okay? So make sure you've planned and you've executed and you're going out there swinging. And I guess I'll bring us into the next point, Kayleen, which is sneaky protein sources, which I'm going to throw back to you right now because I don't know where the hell you're taking this. Sneaky. Kayleen always coming up with these sneaky things. So that's going right back to Kayleen. Let's go.
Hello. I will receive it happily. I call it sneaky protein because there's a lot of things in the world that contain protein that people don't really know about and that you can easily add into your life. And it's, you know, it basically non-meat protein is what I'm saying. So things like whole wheat, oatmeal, okay, chickpeas, lentils, you know, of course, all the plant-based protein type of things there are. But like, if you eat enough of that, it weighs pretty heavy. Like, I'm in gain season right now, as we've talked about like 50 times this show. But like, 50. I love doing a double serving of peas. You know, I love peas so much. But like, peas, two servings of peas is 10 grams of protein right there. So if I have my 6 ounces of chicken, my two servings of peas, and like, you know, for my carb, if I do like a whole grain pasta, or they even have like protein pastas out there, and I'm not too much of a fan of those types of things because I think they put like really shitty sources of protein, but like whole naturally occurring sources of protein, I'm all for. Of course, there's like peanut butter we've talked about before. Yeah, it has a little bit of protein, but mostly fats. That's mostly fat, but like little things, little bits of things that you can be thoughtful about. Like maybe instead of that flour tortilla I was going to eat, I can eat like this whole wheat pasta, and I'm going to get, you know what, 5-7 grams of protein in there. I got my 10 grams from the peas. I got, so 50 grams of protein there. That's like 70 grams of protein right there. And if your goal is like 140, yeah, like a normal person, or 120 even, that's like so much of your goal right there. Sneaky protein. Look it up. I think I did a video about it in my Instagram somewhere, somehow, some long time ago. Oh, bone broth is another like sneaky protein that I like in the winter months. Like instead of drinking like a hot coffee, excuse me, especially later in the day, you can just like, you know, warm up a cup of bone broth. And I know it sounds disgusting, but when it's cold enough, it tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. Sneaky protein means protein that isn't necessarily what you think of protein. I got this. I'm putting this in my dictionary. You guys go to Kayleen's Instagram and follow her, obviously, for other tips like that. That's already been talked about. But if you're hearing it here for the first time, you know, yeah, that's the key. And that does actually work very well for people, especially in the beginning stages of figuring out what they can eat to contain more protein. You know, you can look at a lot of items. And, you know, obviously, if you've listened to this podcast a long time, we're not huge advocates of processed food journey, which most of these higher protein, not the ones you mentioned, Kayleen, but a lot of you can get tricked into thinking, oh, here's a box of this and it has a fucking, you know, protein. We've talked about that. That's not really what we're talking about, guys. But even actually in the beginning of your journey, I would rather, you know, you meet a protein goal getting whatever the fuck it is versus not, to be honest. So I would still advocate in some sense of figuring out how to do that best for yourself. If you're not somebody, you know, that wants to eat only straight, you know, meat all the time or whatever for your protein. I'm not a huge advocate of the shakes. I didn't see you put shakes on this list, Kayleen, but shakes would kind of fall into that category for a degree, right? Some of those, or like they have that protein water and shit, you know, fucking weird stuff. I don't do anything with those things, but people have done them, right?
Yeah. Totally missed out on dairy too. That's a huge sneaky protein that is like so like helpful. Cottage cheese, man. I could eat like a whole tub of cottage cheese, which I know is like so weird for some people, but cottage cheese is having its moment. I don't know if you guys noticed on the Instagram, like you can look up a recipe that uses cottage cheese for everything and that's just gonna pack more protein on. I know dairy is more of a sensitive thing. It doesn't work for everybody. I cut it out for large chunks of my life, but now that I'm in this gain season and I'm not anywhere close to prep, I will head on the inflammation for the extra protein because I genuinely enjoy dairy as well. So I think everybody, I think like dairy legit is like a drug and it stimulates like that part of your brain that is like a dopamine center. So like when I don't need to be like super lean and watch my inflammation.
That actually is
true. Yeah, it is true. So you know, there's dairy, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, cheese in general. All these beautiful specimens of dairy are huge, pretty good protein.
Yeah, definitely can sneak it in there with that. And really, it also comes down to, I don't think that this is topic five, but I'm going to throw my own topic in and we'll come back to this. We'll come back to yours, Kayleen. Figuring out new recipes, right? I think that's key. Like figuring out recipes. So taking things that you may be eating and figuring out you need to eat more protein and figuring out how to make new recipes for that, right? So like this is something a lot of people don't do, but I think it's pretty easy to do. And it can go beyond like what I would do. Like if I was going to make something, first, it's going to be probably like, oh, here's steak. I'll add steak to my steak. So there you go, right? But like, that's not as simple. But if I was going to make like a pasta or something, right? And I was going to go, which I wouldn't, but if I did, you know, I put, you know, so you got to find different kind of recipes. You got to find what's going to work for you. And for those of you people that like to be a little bit more adventurous when you're food with your food, because I'm boring as shit. Kayleen's got like sprouts in her cereal at this point. She's on the upper echelon of adventurous with her foods. So, I mean, if you're somewhere in between though, right, which is most people, I assume, you know, take things that you like to eat that you know you like to eat. If you know every single week I eat, I'm going to have spaghetti with the family on Friday night. Okay, great. How the fuck do you get more protein in there, right? So start looking at recipes, ways to do it. Like you said, cottage cheese. Throw that shit the fucking spaghetti then. Mix it up. Call it whatever you want. Eat it. It'll work, you know? It probably tastes great. That sounds great. I don't even know. Maybe that's a recipe. Yeah. I bet if I Googled it, some fucking buddy done that, right?
You know what I suggested to Maura that got randomly suggested to me is cottage cheese pizza. Basically, you take a bowl of cottage cheese, you put pizza sauce in it and pepperoni, and like you mix it up and you eat it like that. And she said it was phenomenal.
But like, I bet. Like see, that. And that's fucking like that. Probably 50 grams of protein. Probably 50 grams of protein there. So see, you can find different ways to look at it. And, you know, it's not to say every single meal needs to be some fancy high protein meal. It's not. But if you're going to meet your goals, then you got to meet your goals. And that's how you're going to meet your goals. You got to kind of, you know, be able to do that. So a lot of times you can look at something you eat that's a staple, quote unquote, for you. Because a lot of people eat like the same 3 to 5 things and find ways to add more protein. And that just becomes the new recipe. And that's something you can kind of take with you anywhere. You know, if you're cooking or you're going to a fucking cookout, whatever, we'll do those kind of episodes soon enough because the weather's getting warmer again. But either way, you know, that's something I think is good. Kayleen, bring us to your next point, which I guess now is what? Is this 5 or no, we just did 5, 6?
It's like, it's like 5.5/6, whatever we want to call it. But yes, so this is like a general rule I use for all of my clients because, you know, sometimes I have some clients and they're like, man, I can't stop snacking. And that's because obviously they're not satiated. So my rule to them is you do not get a snack until you eat protein before that. So I don't care what the fuck protein it is. But like if you're like, god damn, I want some chips, I want some Oreos. No, you're going to eat like, you know, 4 or 6 ounces of chicken. And then if you are still really hungry, then you can have your snack. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to up your fucking protein numbers because you're going to be so full, and it's going to help your carbs and your fats because protein satiates you. And you're going to be like, oh, you know what? I wasn't really hungry for Oreos or whatever. I wanted real food, and now I'm full, and now I don't need to eat that.
Yes, yes. And that, we've done an episode on hunger craving somewhat, right? I think we did a long time ago, but maybe it's time to revisit some of that because, you know, that is... We're just going to start repeating episodes at this point, you guys, but with new ideas because we've done so much shit on the show. Let us know if you have other topics for us, by the way. But yeah, that's a really good point because a lot of times when you actually think you're craving some specific thing, it's not that. It's you know, actually the fact that your body just needs to eat and get nutrients. And 90% of the time, I would say probably like 99% of the time, if you do what Kayleen just said right there and you go eat some protein prior, it goes away. It's just... Like, I cannot tell you enough how much your body loves and needs and utilizes protein sources, especially whole protein sources that are bioavailable and it can actually utilize. You will be able to do a lot of shit if you get this intake right. Like, this is the key, the secret. The fucking secret to people getting results, you guys. When you see these things on, you know, like Team Flex Instagram, we always post transformations. People are like, wow, that was a great 5-year transformation. I'm like, what the fuck? That's 3 months. What are you talking about here? You know what happened in that time? Somebody got the damn protein intake right. Like, that's one of the main things. There's obviously coaching, everything else, and weight training, all that. But again, the fundamentals of your nutrition, if you don't have that, you have nothing. So, you know, if you really want to see what your body's capable of and you want to be able to transform, you want to burn body fat the fastest way, you want to lose weight the fastest way, you want to get jacked as fuck to go on stage and punch somebody in the head, I don't know what you want to do. If you want to do any of those things, more protein is going to be the key in getting that down, getting that right. So that's really, you know, the thing. And a lot of times when you eat it, your body says, wow, that was fantastic. I no longer want, like Kayleen said, Oreos. I no longer want fucking ice cream. I no longer want a donut. I no longer want fucking pizza. Whatever it is that you think you're craving, I dare you. Kayleen, you mentioned ribeye. Go eat a fucking ribeye first and see if you still crave it. You won't. It just won't happen. Or eat like an egg. Eat like 3 eggs. I don't know. Do something. You won't crave shit after you eat.
Eggs don't satiate me. Because you actually ate something
with nutrients. Eggs? No? Nothing? Whole eggs?
I can't eat eggs when I'm in prep. No. No. I mean, I could eat like literally, I could sit down and eat 20 eggs and be like, yo, let's go. Give me 20 more. Like, that's just me personally.
Can you really?
And again, so much of this.
You can eat 20 eggs? Yeah. What are you, fucking Gaston over here? Okay, I need to see it. You know what? That's going to be your next food challenge. Your next food challenge. You're going to fucking eat 20 eggs because that. Brad, well, you know what's funny is that you bring this up. Vince, you know Vince Garanda? You know that guy? You may or may not. But anyway, old school bodybuilder.
No,
Since you're so close with 20 eggs, let's try this. Because there's a thing called 38 eggs a day diet that this guy put out a long time ago. And he said if you did it, it was the equivalent hormone production of doing a low-grade steroid. So let's try it, Kayleen. 38 eggs.
I want I'm writing to that eat shit it. Down.
What are the fucking macros
eggs.
On that?
That's I can't probably use my like phone, fucking, but that's like a
that's
lot of fats.
That's got to be like 6,000 calories, right?
It
is
see.
A lot. That is way more than a lot of fats. That's like, pull up an egg macros because this is we're totally off macros the page, you guys. But hey, if you're still listening, we appreciate you. We appreciate you listening. Follow, subscribe, share. Kayleen's pulling the macros right now on 38 eggs a day as a diet. That is a lot of eggs. I've never eaten that many eggs in my time.
The calorie total would be 22 calories, which is a little bit higher
that's
than what I'm at right now. So I might need
that.
An allowance. Let me see how many grams of protein that would be. 239 grams of protein. And then let's see how many grams of fat. 201 grams of fat. Sorry, I have like dual monitor, so I have to like.
I would have thought this was way more calories than that in the top of my head there. That's crazy. Well, damn.
And that's a large egg, too.
Eggs, no big. I'm just going to do this then. That's easy enough. Fuck it. I'm going on 38 eggs.
That's going to be our next podcast.
You guys
podcast.
Want me to do it.
Let's cook 38 eggs. Let's just eat them on one podcast, and that's a
podcast.
We're
just going to cook them live. One every, yeah, that's the whole show. We can do that. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. And then by the end of it, we're just like 20% more jacked. We just walk out of the fucking room, can't fit through the door from all the eggs. We just had to be great. But anyway, totally off topic. I don't even remember where we're at anymore. But see, that, you know what? That's a great idea. Eat more eggs, people. But if it doesn't satiate you, then, you know. 38, though. 38, you know. Would. 38. You, there's no way. You
think you can eat
38 eggs, honestly. Wow.
I mean,
that's
crazy. I think I'd be full after 38. I think I could eat 20 regular. Like, I could eat them forever and ever. Like, especially you could eat scrambled 20 eggs.
Fucking
it's just
eggs.
Like,
this must be seen. This I is how I could. This is how you're coming back to Instagram with that new, is it worth the macros? You're just going to eat 20, 38 eggs. Oh. And let's see what you can do. You know, let's see, because I'm skeptical in hearing you say that you could eat 38 eggs. Come on, 20 eggs, easy. That's just all an right, easy
what are
day
the rules
daily
here? Can I get
here.
Some
let's see.
Ketchup or salt? I need salt on my eggs. Yeah, so that'd be a shit ton of salt. Mm-hmm, if I can have them runny and with some toast on the side too, that'd be great. Or a rice cake. But yeah, I think I could do it. I think I could do it easily.
I guess Kayleen thinks she has 10,000 calories a day that she eats normally or something. Because you don't, Kayleen. This is crazy. I think that I'm highly skeptic, but now I must know. This must become something. I will make you do this. How about that?
Yeah.
Because this is.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Let's do it.
All right.
Pieces? You have other bonus pieces here?
Yeah. So obviously, like, we have said so many different times, like, we don't recommend using protein powder a lot. But I used to have a mild to moderate to severe addiction to protein powder, and I used to fucking shove it in everything. So I have a lot of different little protein hacks that if you are for sure having trouble hitting it and you just need something to get you started, maybe you want that sweet treat after dinner and you want it to be like a protein-based sweet treat. There are so many different options. Well, first of all, starting the day, I used to make a protein coffee every day. So instead of using I used to use the shitty creamers and stuff like that. I started early in my, fitness journey, swapping those out to mixing either a half scoop or a full scoop of protein powder with whatever milk I was mixing it with. You do not want to mix protein powder in hot coffee because it will cook and it's gross. So I do suggest you could even probably mix it with a little bit of water too. Get it in solution first and then mix it with your hot coffee. If you're mixing it with cold coffee, it's not a big deal at all. You can just toss that in your coffee. But protein powder and coffee tastes really freaking good. It tastes, in my opinion, in my very broken taste bud opinion, tastes just as good as a Starbucks coffee because I think Starbucks is dumb and full of sugar. So that's one way to get protein in the morning if you're struggling with it. I love mixing protein powder with cottage cheese. I love mixing protein powder with Greek yogurt. You can make protein pancakes. I have a recipe for that way years ago back on my, Instagram or whatever. There's just so many different ways you can incorporate protein powders into your life. Oh, duh, I got my creamy and oh my gosh, you can make 50 grams of protein ice creams easily with the creamy. I've been making a smoothie bowl, putting frozen fruit in there, a little bit of cashew milk and a little scoop of protein powder, mix it up. You got a delicious little breakfast bowl there. Honestly, protein powder is so stupid versatile. You don't want to be eating all your protein as protein powder, but definitely starting out, you can try using these little tidbits and I'm sure they will get you to your goals. And that's just a little bonus section I want to include. But don't you goddamn be eating protein powder every single meal or else I'll come there and I'll slap you.
That would be a mistake. I mean, there is actually better protein sources out there too, but that's topic for another episode, meaning shakes, meaning whatever powders. But again, it is honestly much better to just focus on the meats, protein powder and things as a sprinkler or some of the other things that you talked about, Kayleen, other foods. But protein powder is good. Protein ice cream, all that. That's great. I mean, whatever you can do to get the goal. That's the real factor of this shit, you guys. Again, we talk about the layers and the levels that me and Kayleen have been on in our own journeys and where we are at are not often things that we would suggest directly for other people to do. And it's because we're not realistic. the shit that we do is stupid for no good reason. We do dumb shit for no reason. That's way too complicated, way too hard, way too this and that, you know, and then there's no reason for it. You know, because like, honestly, most people don't, you know, they benefit from getting the basics. That's what the basics are. Like, this is what me and Kayleen do day in, day out. We're sitting here on this fucking podcast, going to the fucking gym after this. Kayleen, you already probably worked out, but maybe you didn't. Otherwise, you know, whatever. For most people, their health and fitness is a small part of their day. Could be 1 hour in a gym and then trying to get their food changes a little bit. So if you got to get protein powder to get your protein goal, go for it. Okay. If that's going to work for you, that's part of the key to the process is figuring out what's going to work for you, where you're at with your level. And hopefully you can take like, I think you can probably just take even one of these like 5 or 8 tips. I don't know how many we said really at this point and just apply it and it will help you get to your protein goal much easier, much faster. If you take all 5, all 7, 8, whatever the fuck it is and do all of them, it's easy, you know? So depending where you're at in your journey, digest one piece of this. Ooh, that's a nice little, what the fuck do they call that? Forget it. Digest one piece of it and take it, you know, take it somewhere and try it or get as many as you want and see how hard you can push yourself, you know, but either way, these tips do work and they will continue to work. And the more protein you get, the more fucking jacked you become. That's it.
I tell you what, if you use every single one of these tips, you're going to be asking your coach to bump your protein in like 2 weeks because you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't get enough.
Yeah. It'll make you crazy. It'll make you so fucking jacked. So fucking jacked. All right, Kayleen, is that it then? Are we done with this? Is that the whole episode? This one was a weird one today. I'm just off the fucking rocker.
Yeah, it's very much a delay. Guys, I think we'll have a 5-second delay.
We have a bad delay. I really hope that this episode is listenable. Or if everybody quits. If everyone quits in 1 minute, it's going to be, but we will fix this by the next one. You guys, there's definitely a delay. Yes. Sorry. But you know what? This shit's free, motherfuckers. That's what you get. You get us sucking at technology over here because this shit is free. Okay. So you listen, we'll figure it out. We'll improve it. Sorry. Fucking sorry. That's it. End of story. All right. I think we're done then. We'll be back next week or whenever with some more episodes. Make sure you follow us. Thank you guys for listening.